and welcome to Business 300. My name is Philip Kulishov, and this is 300 Seconds About Business. We're all a busy people, so I have 5 minutes or less to get my point across. Unlike these 5 minute episodes, conditions and circumstances in the business world change in a way that requires our adaptation. Whether it's in the market, our product mix, or employee replacements, things change in such a way that demand our change in order to continue operating a profitable business. But for a variety of reasons, many business owners have a difficult time accepting change in circumstance. Maybe it's because they've spent so much time and effort bringing their business to where it is, and trying to adjust and change feels like starting over. Or maybe it's because they feel like they're a one-trick pony and don't know how to pivot and adjust. Or maybe it's because they've invested so much time into fixed processes and machines that adjusting anything will kill the business. Whatever the reason, when hit with a change in the condition or circumstances, the business owner will often determine that the current reality is a passing season or phase that he just needs to wait out. He's sure that things will settle back to normal next month, maybe the following one, maybe next quarter. Just plan on this year being a lousy one. Not accepting their current condition and making excuses in order to avoid the issue has hurt more businesses than it's helped. Yes, there's a right way to be steady and not jump on every change of wind, but that sort of steadiness is not a refusal to confront the reality. It's an intentional response. That business owner fully understands the weight of a change of circumstance and intentionally chooses to persevere in the same direction. If the wind changes direction and he still believes the place he was going to is a better future for his company, he takes out the oars and starts to row. He still has an adequate response even if he doesn't change course. A steady, differentiated leader who doesn't jump at every bark is not closing his eyes at the problem, he's just tackling it a different way. But that typically is not the case. Too often, business leaders have a failure of nerve amongst changing circumstances and continue in their passive coast, waiting for the wind to change directions. They're getting further and further from their goal, but continue hoping that things will change on their own to get them back on track. By the time they accept the reality, it's either too late or that much more difficult to address and adjust the situation. The answer is to not let go of active navigation in your business. If the wind is filling your sails in the direction you need, use it. Have a seat and catch the ride. But don't expect the wind to always be blowing in a helpful way. You must be aware of the conditions and respond sooner than later. Abdicating your responsibility to act in light of changing conditions puts all of your past effort in jeopardy. Do that by paying attention to early warning signs. Don't let the problems get out of hand. Weeds are much easier pulled when little. Course corrections to get back on track are less costly earlier on. If you have a disgruntled employee acting up, address it as soon as you notice. Don't let resentment build over weeks and months leading to a blow-up. Call them aside right away and address the issue while it's still small. You don't need to let it grow. Keep the rope tight. If you see a change in product demand, be aware and make the pivots you need. Don't assume things will correct all on their own. Do you need to put more effort in active sales of your bread and butter product line? Is your sales team not equipped properly or don't have the right people? Do you need to train your team and adjust your operation for a tangential product line? Have your vendor and material prices spiked up and are hurting your margin? Increase your prices accordingly right away rather than trying to wait it out. Unless, of course, your business plan needs prices to be where they are. Then take out those oars in some other fashion and start rowing harder. The point is, don't passively wait for things to correct on their own. They almost never do. A business owner must be actively navigating his business. That means paying attention and responding intentionally to warning signs early on. Change hits all of us. It's what we do with it that makes the future.